There's a heat wave in the city, and the day drags on forever. The tarmac burns through patent leather, clear through to the soul. Ice stumbles through glass as the temperature soars, and the day shift leaves the night shift to take over for a while. The city sings at midnight to the well-fed and the civilized, while waiters mop their faces in the kitchen out of sight. Small change pours in torrents over counters in the bistros, and the moon hangs red and sullen in the dust bowl of the sky. The city is on heat, bare-legged girls in summer dresses dodge a lechery of workmen laying cable through the day. But the night turns on the body to sweet pornography. Passions feed on darkness, and the body mutes the mind. The city squeals at midnight in its pain and ecstasy. Life force surges through the veins and soaks the sheets. The couples claw and couple and feed upon each other, and still the hunger rages through the streets. I saw a refugee from Galway with a face full of stubble, singing sentimental songs in the underground today. He's going back to Mother Island and the mountains of Mourne, and he only needs a bob or two to help him on his way. The city whimpers at midnight in its apathy and squalor. From a bench on the embankment, from a derry in Barnes, from a squat in Deptford, from the winos and the junkies, from the homeless and the helpless, the hopeless and the lost. A refugee from Calvary is preaching anarchy and anger through his 30-kilowatt PA. When the concert's over, he packs his guitars and prophecies and goes back to his hotel to drink the night into the day. But out there in the streets, the word is out all over that the heat are out for action in New Cross and Ladbroke Grove. The temperature is dropping, but the tempers are at flashpoint, and no one lingers on street corners if they're walking home alone. The city burns at midnight in the agony of anger. The rock-steady revolution pays its homage to its dead. Where dreadlocks meet deadlock, the shock tears up the flagstones, and on their righteous anger the riot squads are fed. Thank you. charts, fiery crosses, cloistered in an upstairs room. The architects of reaction spin their bitter webs, entangling and exploiting the kids with skinhead hairstyles. And no one dares explain the chaos in their heads. A Pakistani youth lies bleeding in the gutter. A Jamaican girl is raped behind a dockyard wall. Black and white scrawl their frustrations in blood across the church sheets. A copper clutches at his stomach where a flick knife set it all. The city burns at midnight and the blood runs down the sewers. In the ghettos and the side streets where the patriots have been, squad cars and an ambulance cut through the aftermath. Tomorrow's front pages unfurl to set the scene.